You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the complex world of enterprise identity, securing legacy web apps at scale can be daunting. Strata Identity makes it simple. With Strata, you can effortlessly integrate non-standard apps with any identity service, like MFA or SSO, with zero coding and zero hassle. Designed by identity architects for identity architects, Strata works with every vendor, standard, and app architecture. This means your apps can now speak modern protocols and integrate seamlessly with your chosen identity services. From securing on-prem web apps to migrating away from outdated identity providers or consolidating them, Strata helps you keep your complex access policies as you modernize your identity infrastructure and get rid of technical debt. Join leading organizations like 3M, Dallas County, and CIBC in securing your apps with Strata. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your identity security priorities, and receive a complimentary pair of AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Connect today at strata.io/cyberwire.
Baltic elves say they're taking on Russian trolls. Pakistan considers its cyber strategy. Investigation continues into the Bangladesh bank hack. More hackers are interested in going after OS kernels if the results of Pwn to Own are any indication. Apple and the Department of Justice are poised for this week's hearings. And we hear from the University of Maryland's Marcus Rauschecker, who tells us what it means to hack the Pentagon. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Monday, March 21st, 2016. Social media remain a field for conflict among states and aspiring states as ISIS resumes its push to inspire the disaffected and disturbing levels of pro-Russian trolling resume in the Baltic states. The Baltic situation is particularly interesting. The Baltic states, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia have, alongside their neighbor Finland, long punched far above their weight in cyberspace, especially since the 2007 cyber rioting Estonia suffered in the wake of a dispute with Russia over the removal of a Second World War memorial. That rioting, sometimes referred to as the First Cyber War, and generally regarded as setting a template for plausibly deniable cyber action analogous to the Green Men's militias deployed by Russia in Ukraine, prompted Estonia and its neighbors to develop increasingly capable cyber defense capabilities. Those capabilities have also prompted volunteer efforts in information operations. The goal in Lithuania most recently has been to counteract pro-Russian trolls with benevolent elves. Current conflict is worrisome as observers in Lithuania worry that a Russian drawdown in Syria presages that country's turn toward the Baltic states, which fear that Russia will follow the template it established in Ukraine, information operations followed by initially deniable, then increasingly overt, military action. Pakistan considers its long-term interests in cyberspace as Google removes an app, Smesh app, Pakistan's ISI allegedly used in espionage against Indian targets. Patriotic cyber rioting, plausibly deniable but arguably state-inspired operations, and alleged direct attacks by state security services have long been a feature of tensions in the subcontinent. Preliminary reports on the hack of Bangladesh's central bank suggest that the thieves were patient and sophisticated, covering their tracks and planting malware intended to support the apparent legitimacy of their fraudulent transactions. Reports differ on how much was stolen. They range from a low of $81 million to a high of $101 million. But the crooks aimed much higher. They were prevented from pulling in a much larger take by alert staffers at Deutsche Bank, whose suspicions were aroused by some careless proofreading in otherwise well-crafted spear phishing emails. Some $30 million are thought to have gone to a casino junket operator. Bangladesh bank officials say, with some understatement, that recovering the funds is likely to prove difficult. The U.S. FBI is said to be assisting authorities in Bangladesh with the investigation. Since funds were transferred from a Bangladesh bank account in New York to the Philippines, FBI involvement is hardly surprising. Authorities in Bangladesh are looking into the possibility of insider involvement. Preliminary reports suggest that several sets of difficult-to-spoof biometric credentials were used to enable the theft. Bangladesh's finance minister has claimed that, of course, bank officials were complicit in the crime. In response to this theft, administrators of the finance industry's SWIFT messaging system are working to reinforce recommended security measures with banks that use the system in managing fund transfers. Pwn to Own wrapped up last week. Observers see an increased interest in achieving privilege escalation by exploiting OS kernel flaws. Of the 21 vulnerabilities on display, 6 were in OS kernels, 6 were in browsers, and the rest were either in operating system components and processes or in Flash Player. Late last week, the Department of Justice asked for an evidentiary hearing on the case of the San Bernardino jihadist's iPhone. Apple is said to regard this as a sign that the Justice Department is losing confidence in its case. Hearings are set for this week. The Department of Defense has been notably more crypto-friendly and thus more industry-friendly than has the Department of Justice. The Pentagon is in the midst of a major outreach to the tech industry. Prominently featured in that outreach is its Hack the Pentagon program, effectively an invitation to bug hunters. We spoke with Marcus Roschecker of the University of Maryland Center for Health and Homeland Security about hacking the Pentagon. We'll hear from him after the break. As the U.S. continues, we hear, to prepare indictments against Iranian hackers for poking around, in a virtual sense, that flood control dam in downstate New York, the Cyber Commentariat again returns to its favorite reassuring bedtime story. That is, of course, the squirrel threat. The Cyber Squirrel website has been tracking these and has racked up a tally of 1,139 confirmed successful squirrel attacks on critical infrastructure, which is 1,138 more so far than confirmed Iranian incursions into critical systems. We have no quarrel with squirrel awareness, although we do object to those who would impute malicious intent to the hapless squirrels themselves. But we do object to the general ignorance of the snake threat to the power grid, especially in Guam, where brown tree snakes are so much the leading cause of power failures that we hear residents call them snakeouts. We're pleased to see that Cyber Squirrel has added snakes to their tally sheet. Bravo, Cyber Squirrel, for helping all achieve more snake awareness. Joining me once again is Marcus Roschecker from the University of Maryland Center for Health and Homeland Security. They're one of our academic and research partners. Marcus, when we were back at RSA recently, we heard about the Pentagon's new Hack the Pentagon program.
Right. So the Pentagon announced the Hack the Pentagon initiative. This is going to be a pilot program that's going to start in April of this year. And essentially, the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, is asking outside hackers to help them find any vulnerabilities or weaknesses in their networks. This is something that's sometimes referred to as a bug bounty program, and we've seen this in the private sector for many years, where a company will hire outsiders to try to get into their systems in order to test the security and the safety of their systems. The Hack the Pentagon program is interesting because it's really the first time that the federal government is using this kind of bug bounty program to test its systems.
Of course, there's no shortage of people who are trying to hack the Pentagon every day, but in this program, what are the boundaries that they're setting on the people who volunteer to help with this effort?
So anyone who's going to be involved in this program, any hacker that's going to be involved, will be heavily vetted before they're allowed to participate. They'll have to undergo extensive background checks. And furthermore, once they are accepted into the program, They're only going to be allowed to target predetermined systems by the Pentagon. And any of those systems at this point will not be connected to any critical operations of the Pentagon. So that's really a way to ensure extra safety in terms of the program.
So does this sort of thing signal more cooperation between government and industry, in your view?
I think so. We're seeing that government is looking more and more towards the private sector to try to work with the private sector to enhance cybersecurity overall. And government is seeing that the private sector has a lot of solutions out there, a lot of approaches that are working in the private sector. And I think there's a sense that some of those valuable tools can be applied on the government side as well. So we're seeing closer and closer collaboration, I think, between the public and private sectors. Absolutely.
All right, Marcus Roschecker, thanks for joining us.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta. Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program. Quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's vanta.com/cyber.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening.